From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, July 15th. Coming up, we'll listen to conversations with several people in Milwaukee at the Republican National Convention on how political tensions can be reduced in America. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The National Weather Service has a high heat advisory until 8 p.m. tonight for counties across central and southeast Illinois. Later in the day, high heat and humidity will combine for a muggy day. Heat index values may top 110 degrees in some cities. Late this evening, a round of thunderstorms may return again. Some could turn severe with damaging winds over 70 miles per hour possible, as well as the possibility of large hail or tornadoes. You can stay up to date on your forecast and current weather conditions at ipmnewsroom.org. Central Illinoisans are expressing concerns for the future following a failed assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. IPM's May Anthar talked to people around Champaign on Sunday.
Dolores Sofranco is a Champaign-Urbana resident. She says the hatred against Trump is unwarranted.
Third world countries, they like to kill the people who are running for government, the opponents, the people who are in power. So that's what's happening here.
There is no evidence that the Democratic Party is connected to Saturday's shooting. Maria Scala is a U.S. citizen but was born in Argentina. She sees a lot of parallels between her native country and the U.S.
Right now, well, the 4 years with Trump and afterwards is just, he's being systematically undermining the institutions. And I think, to me, that's one of the scariest things, because it's very hard to build that back again from a perspective of someone that I've seen it happen in another country.
Scala lives in Spain now, but is currently visiting her family in Illinois. She says, given the state of the U.S. right now, she is in no rush to move back. But she will vote in November. May Antar, IPM News.
Illinois Republicans say they're rallying around the former president even more after the attempt on his life over the weekend. Alex Degman reports from Milwaukee.
Aaron Del Mar is a state central committeeman and one of Illinois' 64 delegates who will nominate Donald Trump to be president. Del Mar thinks people who were on the fence about Trump before the Pennsylvania shooting will now support him.
I think it galvanized a lot of the Republican Party. I think it brought over a lot of those that weren't solely Donald Trump fans, maybe the Nikki Haley part of the party, and we are more unified, energized, energetic, and resilient than we have ever been before.
Del Mar also appreciates the increased security. He says even though he's not worried for his safety, his family definitely is. The RNC kicks off today. U.S. Representatives Mary Miller and Mike Bost are scheduled to address the delegation at breakfast. I'm Alex Degman.
A Democratic campaign committee in Chicago got a small contribution in 2021 from the Pennsylvania man who tried to assassinate former President Trump on Saturday. Campaign finance records show Thomas Crooks gave $15 on January 20th, 2021, President Joe Biden's inauguration day, to the Progressive Turnout Project, which is based in downtown Chicago. The Progressive Turnout Project told WBEZ the donation came in response to an email the organization sent about tuning into the inauguration. The organization said it was the only contribution it received from the email address associated with that donation, and that the email was unsubscribed from their list 2 years ago. In a statement yesterday, the organization condemned the attack on Trump. The group said, quote, "While we vehemently disagree with Donald Trump, we believe our differences must be settled with ballots, not bullets. We unequivocally condemn political violence in all of its forms, and we denounce anyone who chooses violence over peaceful political action." Kathy Salvey is the Illinois Republican Party's next chairperson. The party's state central committee selected her on Friday, several weeks after the current chairman, Don Tracy, announced his resignation after the Republican National Convention. He cited party infighting. Salvey is an attorney from North Suburban Mundelein who ran against Tammy Duckworth for the U.S. Senate 2 years ago. In a statement, she said she's honored to chair the party and vows to fight for conservative ideals. Security is the name of the game in Milwaukee this week. Illinois delegates are in the Brew City for the start of the Republican National Convention, and they're traversing a maze of concrete barriers, 10-foot-high fencing, and police everywhere you look. After someone tried to assassinate their presidential candidate over the weekend, delegates say they're okay with the security presence. Alex Degman reports.
I'm standing at the corner of King Drive and State Street watching some state police officers directing traffic, and to be fair, this is my first political convention, and it could very well be that this is always how it is, but movement is severely restricted. Now, security safeguards are being set up in the wake of an assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump, and the Illinois delegation is confident that these security measures are going to be enough.
I think in all the other conventions, security was a lot lax, from the Democrats to from 96 that I know, 2000, 2008. It was much less security than what we see today.
That's Bob Fioretti, a former Chicago alderman who's the Republican candidate for Cook County State's Attorney. He's not a delegate, but is among hundreds of Illinoisans who made the trip north to support the delegation as it nominates Donald Trump to be president. Aaron Del Mar is an elected delegate. This is the State Central Committeeman's third convention, and like Fioretti, commended law enforcement agencies for pulling out all the stops, especially at Sunday night's welcome party that drew more than 10,000 people.
It took a little bit longer than normally to get in, but they were incredibly thorough. As soon as you got through security, you felt amazingly safe. And there were drones, as you saw in the air. I don't know if you saw that or not. There also were multiple helicopters that were here.
Thousands of law enforcement officers from across the country are in Milwaukee. Sunday, I saw officers from everywhere from Columbus, Ohio, to the U.S. Capitol Police. But even though Del Mar feels safe, he says it's not just about him.
My mom and dad are very concerned. My wife's very concerned, and my children are concerned. I'm constantly getting texts from them saying, hey, are you okay? Are you checking it out? Are you being safe? We miss you. We love you. Please make good decisions while you're here.
The attempt on Trump's life last weekend did more than just beef up security. It galvanized his base in Illinois, a reliably blue state. As the bloodied former president was whisked away by Secret Service, he raised a closed fist in the air and shouted fight to his supporters. Bob Fioretti says they will.
I've been fortunate of the people that I've seen from Illinois here that have thought this is it. You know, they're going to move hard. They're going to be knocking on doors, get the vote out early, get people early voting, and do what needs to be done in the state of Illinois. And I sense a change all the way across the board.
Aaron Del Mar thinks this could be the unifying moment.
I think it galvanized a lot of the Republican Party. I think it brought over a lot of those that weren't solely Donald Trump fans, maybe the Nikki Haley part of the party. And we are more unified, energized, energetic, and resilient than we have ever been before.
The work to galvanize Illinois Republicans begins in earnest today at breakfast. Congressman Mike Most is scheduled to speak as the state party rallies around Trump. It remains to be seen, however, if they can rally around themselves and move the party forward in Illinois. I'm Alex Degman.
Still to come, we'll listen to conversations with several people in Milwaukee at the Republican National Convention on how political tensions can be reduced in America. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, Republicans are gathering in Milwaukee to formally make Donald Trump their presidential nominee. Democrats, meanwhile, are still trying to decide what to do about the growing discontent with their presumptive nominee, Joe Biden. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll have live coverage from Wisconsin and Illinois next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Nearly 2,500 delegates are gathering in Milwaukee this week for a roll call vote to select the Republican presidential nominee. It comes as Americans are still reflecting on an attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump at a political rally in Pennsylvania on Saturday. Trump was injured in the attack that also killed a spectator and wounded two others. IPM News producer Jose Zepeda is in Milwaukee. On Sunday, he asked several people how to reduce political tensions in America.
How do we try to calm down the political rhetoric on both sides?
I don't know. People got to come together. That's all. Let's stop calling each other black and white, and let's just call each other men or women, you know?
What do you think of the political rhetoric on both sides of the aisle?
It's not on our side. We don't do it.
Okay. What do you think of Biden's response to the situation so far?
It was a little too late. Too late.
Do you think that both parties need to cool down at all, or?
Name one thing that we've done, the right has done. I think the left needs to cool it.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just feel like if you're from NPR, you guys are supposed to be a national publication, that you guys lean so far left that you're part of the problem. That if you really want to help our country, that you'll cool the temperature. The media will cool the temperature. You guys will cool the rhetoric. You guys, the media, has caused all of this.
I don't necessarily go by what the media says. I go by personal experiences, my personal finances, how it affects my family. What happened to Donald Trump last night, if I like him or not, it should never happen to anyone in one of the most public rallies that we have as American people. That being so impactful, it has nothing to do with the media. It has something to do with the tempo of America's society right now. I don't know if Biden did it. Trump don't know if Biden did it. All Trump knows is he got shot. Now he's going to act like Tupac.
What, in your view, how do we try to cool the rhetoric on both sides of the aisle?
Traditionally, politics has been the same. This is nothing new. This is just a new age and time. So it's nothing's going to change. They already have their own agenda, which is going to be, you know, put in effect regardless of what we think. I have no opinion on it because I can just live how they want me to live. That's my opinion. I have no impact on politics. My family, nobody's family. They're going to do what they want to do anyway.
What do you think of the American political climate? I mean, this isn't the first time violence has been incited toward Democrats or Republicans. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
Not specifically. The world is the way the world is. They'll do what they want to do. Unfortunately, we can't always stop things from happening. We can try to make safety measures, but that doesn't stop things from happening, unfortunately. When it comes to the violence, I am one of those people that do believe that we do need to be a little bit more strict on our like gun policies and stuff like that, because that does stop things like yesterday from happening. But going back and forth from parties, George Washington told us not to do parties, and here we are. So I feel like we're always going to butt heads on different things no matter what happens. So that's just the way that people are and how we have our feelings and opinions. So there's not really much we can do about it. So
you were listening to IPM producer Jose Zepeda talking with a Milwaukee man who didn't want to share his name, a visitor from South Carolina named Lisa who didn't want to share her last name, and Milwaukee residents Jermaine King Trey and Isabella Overholt. Listen to more perspectives from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee on the 21st show today at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 94 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Alex Degman, and Jose Zepeda. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.